when we landed, it was just, we were lost because what's next now? We're here and there was no information. There was nothing. So we were asking people, what should we do? Where should we go? So whoever we knew, whether it was like, I had a friend in Brisbane. So he said to me, oh, you should go to Centrelink and find things out. Go have your bank account open first. So everybody was giving their own experiences or sharing whatever the experience was. So like collecting information from here and there, we tried to figure things out. Even now, I mean, when I talk to people that, yeah, I'm still finding job and I'm trying to find paid work, there's this one sentence that I hear all the time. It is not what you know, it is who you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, initially I used to think that, why are they saying like that?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, who you know. But as time has passed and I've come across so many people, I have understood that it's very important who you know, because Hobart is such a small place and everybody is connected to everybody else. I try to network as much as I can. And then I try to take care of myself physically as well. So I play volleyball.
Mm-hmm.
So I organize myself and I prioritize what things are happening. I have a few friends who do networking events, so I give them reference for that because they need some place to start from. So there is a very good friend of mine. He runs Get Outside with Community.
Mm-hmm.
And what she does is that she takes the new migrants to different places in Hobart, and they have these kind of, you know, meetup sessions and catching up session, and it's free.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a good place to start your networking from. And then there is another group. It's called the Welcome Dinner Project.
Mm-hmm.
Again, it's a free event. You just need to take your own, just make a small dish and go. Again, it's a very good networking event.
Mm-hmm.
So they should look out for, I tell them to look out for these kind of events, because this is where there has to be some place to start from, right? Nobody will just take you there. You need to start. I ask them to go out and attend these, any kind of public events where you're more visible and, you know, people notice you, these kind of things. So I have collaborated with a friend. Her name is Lauren Hare. She works for Diverse Tassie.
Mm-hmm.
And another friend who works at the MRC. Her name is Farjana. So she works with the community department. And we are starting a migrant mom support group. Yeah, so we are actually trying to get those mothers on board who are on a migrant visa, just to have a safe space where they can talk. Because when I moved here, I had questions, I had insecurity, I had fears. There were a lot of things in the back of my mind who I did not get a chance to share with.
Mm-hmm.
But now when I meet people on a 489 visa and I tell them what I went through, they're like, oh my God, you're so right. This is what's happening to us right now.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'll say, oh, come on, I know. It's gonna, you know, welcome to Hobart.